Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Fleshbourne and Hayley's
Naughty
Little Pod.
Naughty
Little Pod. It is so
naughty,
silly.
Naughty, naughty, naughty,
naughty, naughty, naughty, naughty.
Naughty little poll. It's podcast only for a little bit of pod.
Fuck.
Oh.
Whoa, that's too naughty.
I thought we were being naughty. So I came out and said a big bad swear word.
So we asked a bunch of naughty little poll questions on Instagram.
Content warning.
There may be some naughty things talked about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not for small ears.
The question
that we're going to deal with today for today's naughty little poll.
Do you still give blowjobs in your relationship? Yes, no, or if no, when did it stop?
What is the backstory for why we ask this question?
I don't know. I think we just always joke about, like, when once you're in a long-term relationship, nobody, we're not doing that anymore, are we?
In the mouth? You've got to be kidding me.
Look, well, I won't say too much.
You know, our friend Morgan, Penn sexologist, would not be happy with this answer.
She encourages the delight of a BJ, for sure.
Mm.
Do you still give blowjobs in your relationship?
Oh, don't say blowjobs. It's weird when you
BJs.
Say
BJs. So we say BJs.
Yeah. Do you still give fellatio?
Yeah, fellatio.
68%. So close. So close to being
nice. For fuck's sake, someone else go on and vote.
68% of people said yes, 32% of people said no, and we said if no, when did it stop?
Cool.
Okay.
Good on ya.
Good that it's still in vogue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Vaughn's choking on it.
I'm choking on it. Amanda says no, I don't.
Yep.
I stopped when I got pregnant. Poor husband. And then, like the eyes are squiggles face.
Yeah. Okay.
I assume, well, is the pregnancy still going? Fair enough.
Yeah.
But when that's all done and dusted.
Yeah, right.
Were you never going back?
Well,
no, apparently not.
So
apparently you don't bother.
Once you tap out, why are you going back?
Do you still expect?
Yes.
Double standards.
You're a woman, eh? Fucking woman. Emily says, I think I stopped about the same time I realised I was a lesbian and the person I was in a relationship didn't have a penis.
Yeah, lesbians don't love doing BJs.
But they would.
Go downtown.
Question, if a lesbian's, like, got a strap on.
Mm.
On.
Jesus, okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Like,
look, if you've got kids in the room, you're still listening. We warned you.
We did warn you. Do they do fellatio on
no,
the strap
on?
No,
you don't.
No point.
No one's
getting anything
it.
Out of it. And also, you picked a
it
team.
Could be like
take
a
the
little...
strap on off, lesbian. You picked. Right? You picked, no dick.
Hey.
Are you saying lesbians aren't allowed strap? Wow, cancel.
Yes, they are. They're allowed dillies and stuff.
Dillies, yes.
Strap-ons, yeah, what's just a
no,
dilly
a,
that someone else puts on
you?
Are you feeling aggrieved?
They made a choice.
They made a choice.
So in your mind, lesbians must stick to scissoring and that's it.
No fingers. Okay. Fine. Fingers fine, okay, and right. Dildo shaped like fingers fine, and fake hands fine.
But that's all it is. They're just wearing it.
Wow, so you're not even letting lesbians have a dildo shaped like a penis?
God, no. No.
Wow, okay.
Why would they want one?
Because being a lesbian is about more than just having dick.
No, they made a choice.
Wow, okay. You're coming out quite strong here. And you are loved by lesbians. I don't
love by lesbians.
No,
no,
more
all
after
agree.
This.
The penis is a heinous. The penis is heinous.
Put that
on a... motivational poster.
Your Catholicism is leaking out.
The penis
you made
is
your choice. You picked the lesbian
you
life.
You made the choice. Why would you want one? They're fucking disgusting. Tessa says, oopsie, when was I supposed to start giving blowjobs?
Well, that's fair if you've never been into them.
Jeez.
You can only give them if you enjoy giving them.
Oh, this one won't load. Some of these images won't load.
Oh, no, we've got some image loading issues. Maybe I can try load.
It is
all
the
18 attachments.
Fourth.
I can't even see four. It.
The fourth. Be with you. When was I supposed to start?
Because it's yuck.
Oh, no, it loaded.
It loaded?
Stevie Queen. Because it's yuck. No. She doesn't. Sophie said, stopped after a year, but it wasn't very often that I did anyway. Now, only if it's a birthday.
BJs.
Oh, right. Like
they're good gambling tools, BJs.
Go on.
I had a friend Is she gonna hate this?
Just say her name. Just don't say her name.
Schmirsty.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible fake name.
Schmirsty, because it's a long thing, but she wanted to be a marching girl, but it takes up so much fucking time.
Yeah.
And so her boyfriend was like, sure, but whenever you get home from training, I get a BJ. And she was like, deal.
That seems quite toxic.
I bet.
So we would always.
He never got the BJ.
And so, yes, he did. And as every time we'd leave training, he'd be like, see you guys, have a good week. Get on, you schmirsty. And we'd know she was heading
and
off.
And she'd go home to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
She didn't mind giving them. It was just like a little.
A trade off.
Trade off.
Well, okay. Speaking of trade offs, Nikki said, we use it as relationship currency. If it's my turn to do the bedtime routine for the kids, can't be fucked doing that. I'll offer him a gobby if he does it. Also, if we're playing a board game, our winner gets a gobby.
Gobby's far out.
Who's playing whatever game they're playing? Settlers of Catan.
I love that the next one Shannon has cropped out the name of the person.
Okay.
Because she does this when she doesn't want you to read out the name
of
the person.
No, I've got one more to go before I get to the name of the person.
Okay. Yeah.
But Nikki's out there gambling with it. Ali says, went through a bit of a lull when he got really into shape. It increases protein intake dramatically, and let me tell you, that shit is not tasty.
That was not information we needed.
I wasn't
expecting that.
That
is not what we asked.
I thought she meant got out of shape. Like,
yeah.
She had to pull the guts up to get to it. Like, how bad was that? Like, push the guts up. Because if both your hands are holding the avalanche of guts up above it, it could be quite hard to. Really.
He needs to lean back on the bed, I reckon.
Yeah, you got to let gravity assist
pull it back.
Maybe get one of those zero-gravity chairs that takes the weight off the back, and then when the guts is back, get in there.
Those spinal chairs.
Let me tell you, that shit was not tasty. He's since increased his citrus / fruit intake, and things have improved tenfold, hence we're back on for BJ's, baby! Yeah.
Shannon at the social media desk does say she hated every minute of screenshotting these.
She said there's also more grim ones she hasn't even bothered sending to us because they're so grim.
Send through the grim ones.
No, she's shaking.
I always said they're so grim that we can't even read them out.
Could you summarise like how grim they were, Shannon? Like without saying like.
It made me feel really ill, and also like I can still see the person's profile. So they would be talking about their husband and I can see their kids as their profile picture, and it was too much.
But no, I don't do that. Yeah. My husband's got a rank one.
There's some other questions we asked and some of the answers were so repulsive I could not look at these profiles the same.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I love this. I love this. Juicy. Okay.
Anonymous here. I was seeing a French guy last year and he never cleaned his dick.
Oh, yeah.
I never sucked his dick. And he told me.
Clip that for the promos. Fletch, Vaughn, and Haley. I never sucked his dick.
he didn't clean his dick.
I never sucked his dick. And he told me I needed to get over it because smell and taste is natural. Needless to say, it didn't last. I'm all for musk, but that was a fromage shop.
Fuck.
A cheese factory. It was a cheese factory.
A Camembert
dick. This is so fucking gross.
This is grim.
Oh, that's grim.
Clean your dick.
Yeah.
Lisa, not the grumpy one. My boyfriend and I have been together for 8 months. I've given him so many blowjobs I can't count, and he's only given me two. But he's given me two. So she's gone down on him countless times, and he's gone down on her twice.
I don't think you should be counting things in a relationship, should you? It's not a game.
You've got to get on board with the lingus, guys.
Says the woman that won't suck a dick. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking pack your shit. Fuck off.
I've got a mortgage with the dude. I don't want to.
You got a mortgage, you don't need to suck his dick. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Aisha said, I never did. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Not for everybody.
It's not for everyone.
Also, should I be saying these names? I mean, that's fine, because they didn't ask me none of us. And that's not like.
Well, maybe
we're just first names. First names only.
I would give him one every day, but he kept saying he never wanted them. Sad face, red flag. That's from Kate.
Yeah, some dudes aren't into them.
I feel like it is not. We should beep the names.
Every day is too much.
What, just in life?
Humbly speaking. Who's got the time?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hey, got lots of things on my plate. Tess says, after kids, the vomit reflex got so much worse. I just couldn't. I can't.
I thank people for their honesty.
Anna says, when he stopped giving it back, we just mutually agreed. Pulled the pin on the whole situation.
Yeah, right.
I got I get asked for a BJ like 5 times a day.
Jesus Christ.
We start sex with a BJ every time.
But not now, to completion. Not to completion. Now, this is what we're, yeah.
Not to completion.
I don't mind. No, it's too much.
Thank you.
I don't mind.
Oh, here we go. It was
the
so much.
Act, but I'm not going all the
not
way.
Not the whole time.
No, get a grip.
I know.
Nobody has half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Half an hour. God, you've got terrible technique.
Zoe said, only ever gave them to show I could do them well. Now I'll only give if and when I get to receive and return.
Okay.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
What you did is you showed them the returns. You almost Ponzi schemed them, didn't you? You showed them how great the returns would be, and then you cut them off, and you said, only when we've run out of the bed we've been talking so long. What are you Googling? Blowjob techniques. You've really taken that to heart.
The grapefruit.
In an 8-year relationship, probably haven't for at least 2 years. Maybe again one day, says Anonymous.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I feel naked without the music in the background.
Yeah, I was just going to let it out. I was just going to let it cold. Yeah. You want
but now it's a lock.
I feel like everybody's looking. When the music's playing, it just feels like we're having fun. But when there's no music, it feels like everybody's looking.
The music's back.
Okay.
The music's back.
Brilliant. Only a few more to go. When I got pregnant, the gag reflex left the building.
There's another one.
I'm still waiting for it to return 2.5 years later. No, is it left? She doesn't have one anymore.
I thought you could train it up. I've read.
You can train it up.
Yeah.
I've also read.
Well, this has caused some...
I think we might have read the same book.
Jess says, ha,
was it Gag Reflex?
Yeah, Gag Reflex 101.
Gag Reflex for Dummies.
Yeah. So in the little black and yellow box.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I accidentally picked that one up when I was trying to learn how to propagate plants.
Right, yeah.
Whoopsie. Well, this has caused some tension, says Jess. It's probably started out 5 or 6 years in. We've been together for 9+ years. You just get in a groove with sex and you know what works to get the job done. No need for anything fancy. Hashtag missionary is number one.
Missionary is number one, but let's not say get the job done. Yeah. We've got to enjoy it. Take your time.
It's supposed to feel good.
Predominantly.
That's why we do it, right?
Yeah.
Because it feels good. Well,
this is why we do it.
Thank you for your responses.
Thank you.
A great naughty little poll.
Very interesting naughty little poll.